With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some flights are starting to get into and out of the Middle East now, even though it's day 7th of the ongoing war. The International Energy Agency director says the conflict in Iran has halted exports of Iranian gas to largely Asian markets. Stoppage that, if drawn out, will likely lead to a bidding war between Europe and Asia, and an energy prices are going to be soaring at the same time. IAEA Executive Director Fatul Birol said during a news conference in Brussels that, quote, so this will be the challenge as far as European countries go if the crisis continues in the next days or weeks to come. Tehran hit by powerful airstrikes. Witnesses say intense airstrikes hit Iran's capital city today. Iran says mediation efforts are ongoing. Iran's president says that there are mediation efforts ongoing about the war in the Middle East. Masoud Pezeshkian said that some countries had started mediating without naming which countries in particular were involved. An Israeli strike in the southern coastal city of Sidon in Lebanon killed 5 people and wounded 7 others. Lebanon's health ministry says there was no immediate statement from the Israeli army. As of last night, 123 people have been killed in Lebanon, 683 wounded in the resurgence of hostilities between Israel and the Lebanese militant group, the terrorist group, Hezbollah. It's not clear exactly how many of those who died were civilians. Azerbaijan has pulled all of its diplomats out of Iran as a precaution. The foreign minister says the country will evacuate all of its diplomatic corps from Iran after the Iranian drone attacks. More of these stories at srnnews.com. A German court has convicted a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago. They've also sentenced the man to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. The Berlin District Court found that he traveled from Leipzig to Berlin on February 21st of last year to carry out an attack in the name of ISIS. The defendant arrived in Germany in 2023 as an unaccompanied minor and successfully applied for asylum at the time. Germany has admitted more than 1 million Muslim immigrants. An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It is the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius, who was one of the most imitated artists in the world. This is SRN News. Today is Friday, March 6th, the 65th day of 2026. There are 300 days left in the year. And on March 6th of 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Dred Scott versus Sanford decision ruled 7-2 that Scott, an enslaved person, was not a U.S. citizen and therefore could not sue for his freedom in federal court. It also ruled that slavery could not be banned from any federal territory. The decision deepened the national divide over slavery in the years leading up to the Civil War. Also, on this date, in 1820, President James Monroe signed the Missouri Compromise. It allowed Missouri to join the Union as a slave state and Maine to join as a free state, while also banning slavery in the northern portion of the Louisiana Territory. More of these stories can be found at srnnews.com.